The Prisoner's Key, Glass and Steel, Book 8. Written by C.J. Archer. Performed by Marion Hussey. Chapter 1. London, Autumn, 1890.
"Tell her she can't have it, India," Miss Glass said from the sideboard where she poured tea.
No, not Miss Glass. She was Aunt Letitia to me now that I was Matt's wife. Matt's wife, Aunt Letitia. I still wasn't used to it after 2 weeks, but at least I no longer giggled when someone referred to me as Mrs. Glass. I didn't have time to answer Aunt Letitia before Willie snapped,
"Tell Letty it ain't up to her. Your old bedroom should go to me, India."
Aunt Letitia set the teapot down on the sideboard with a thud. She rarely joined us for breakfast, but today was a special occasion, the first day Matt and I were back. However, I was beginning to think she hadn't joined us to talk about our honeymoon, but rather to ensure Willie didn't get in first with her request. Aunt Letitia rounded on Willie with a ferocious glare that lost much of its effect in the dainty way she held the teacup and the frailty of the woman herself.
"It should go to you? I disagree, as does India. Do not appeal to Matthew,"
she added when Willie turned to him. Matt picked up the newspaper that Bristow had set beside his place. He smirked at me before hiding his face behind it.
"Why me and not Matt?" I asked. "You're the mistress of the house," Aunt Letitia said as she sat with her teacup. "The allocation of rooms is up to you now."
Is this?